Hey, buddy, it's Zephyrix, one of your closest friends. Come on, open the door. I know you can see me because I can see you. I can totally see you through the window. That's better. Can I sit down? The psychology class was so long, 3 fucking hours, and there's gonna be a quiz in 2 days. Ridiculous. So, I made a batch of cookies and had a few to relax after the long day at class and studying that psychology book. Oh, it feels so good to sit on your comfy couch after such a long day. Anyways, I don't want to make it all about me. So, how are you doing? Still upset about the breakup? Well, you know what? It's her loss. If she can't see what a great guy you are, she is the one missing out. I know that's like a textbook pep talk to cheer someone up, but in this case, it's true. Way better than that douchebag that she dumped you for. I don't know what she sees in him. You, on the other hand, are an amazing and fantastic guy. You've always been there for me, and that's worth way more than some jerk with a fancy car. I hope one day you can see what I see. I guess my words won't cheer you up this time, huh? Well, I know what would cheer you up. Zephyrix's famous homemade cookies, baked from the oven of yours truly. Here, have a bite. What? Since when did you say no to my cookies? They're still warm and very gooey, just the way you like them. Still a no to that, huh? Well, I'm not leaving here until I see a smile on your face. So let me think. I know. How about we watch The Other Zoe on DVD again? That usually cheers you up. Maybe we can watch anime instead, like Violet Evergarden? Whoa, you must really have it bad if even Violet Evergarden, an anime that's actually pretty good, won't cheer you up. You know what? I've learned in my psychology class that the human touch is really powerful. Apparently, human touch boosts oxytocin release and it increases the levels of dopamine and serotonin. So, scoot over and make room in that blanket for me. Ah, that's better. You have a really warm blanket. Oh, wow. You have a much better body than I realized. I mean, I see it all the time with clothes on, but I've never noticed. I have never noticed you have more muscle than I thought. But now that I'm actually touching it, there's no way I can deny what a great bod you actually have. Oh, no, I'm serious. Well, I mean, it's not like you have the body of a Greek god with a six-pack and everything, but your arms feel really great. Okay, I was wondering. What was so great about your ex, anyways? What got you so hooked on her that you're still this much depressed about her after a whole week? She was a good kisser. Well, did she kiss you like this? Hey, it's okay. I'm just trying to show you you're worth it. Let me try something. Did she kiss you like this? Oh, not like that. Well, then, did she kiss you like this? Oh, she kissed you like that. Did she ever bake you cookies? Never baked you cookies. Did she ever give you a Valentine's Day gift? Or at least candy? No? Wow. That girl sounds really lame. No offense. I know you're the guy, but come on. That you're the guy rule bullshit is a way for greedy and selfish girls to get a bunch of stuff without giving anything in return. So, did she ever do this? Whoa. Your cock is so cold. Stop moving away, okay? I'm just trying to find out what was so special about your ex, and I'm trying to cheer you up. That's what friends do for each other. So, do yourself a favor and accept it when your friend is trying to cheer you up. So, come back to snuggling up with me. That's better. Well, you sure have nice balls. Not even hard yet, and it's still cold. She has done this with you before. Well, I guess if she hasn't, then she wouldn't have really been your girlfriend. Just let me know if you want me to stop. Okay. I can't let my friend have a cold penis. It's getting harder now. Now, let's warm you up with my hand. Okay. No, it's okay. You can moan. It's just me and you here and my hands. Oh, I see you removed the blanket. I must be doing a good job at keeping you warm. Well, let's get you out of these pants and underwear. Now, for me to get on my knees so I can really cheer up my friend. After you see what I can do with my mouth, you're going to forget all about your ex. Your cock tastes so good in my mouth. It's so delicious. I really want to get more flavor. You like it when I look at you while I'm jacking you off? I can tell by your eyes you look more energized. That seemed to warm up your cock. Now, let me just suck those balls to make sure they are warm too. I don't think we need that blanket anymore. Things are already warming up. And it's just gonna get hotter from here. What's wrong, huh? Oh, that. That's totally fine, darling. Most guys don't have a six-pack anyway. You know what? Six-packs are overrated. That's more like it. You have a little bulge on your tummy, but that's okay. I love it anyways. It's time for me to take my clothes off now. I can't forget the bra. The bra has to come off too, of course. Now, to get that dick of yours inside my tight, wet pussy, let me just get my legs around you on this couch while I get on top of you. Just like that. Oh, do you like that, babe? Your cock going in and out of my warm, juicy cunt. I like it too, baby. Your dick feels so good inside me. I hate to see you. So sad. You should be happy all the time. Because you deserve it. It feels so good, baby. Oh, if I knew your God would feel this fucking good in me. Oh, God, I would have fucked you sooner. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, I feel on my tits while I ride on your cock. Go on. Oh, I know you want to. Before that ungrateful, ex of yours, you used to take peeks down my shirt whenever I'd bent down in front of you. Oh, yes. I can feel your pre-cum in me. Oh, fuck, I love this. Your cock is right where it belongs, my cunt, in your dick's new home. I'm sweating so much from riding your mason cock. Oh, I feel you throbbing inside me. Don't hold back. I want your cum in me. Come inside my pussy. Oh, well, that's the point. Oh, get me pregnant. Get me fucking pregnant. Oh, once you get me pregnant, I'll be yours forever. So knock me up with your kid. I can feel you hump faster into me. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Riding harder into you now. Let's make sure to get your cum deep in me as possible. Oh, that's it. That's it. Do it. Come. Come deep inside my pussy. Please, 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 please. Oh, baby. I can feel your cum deep inside me. I think you just got me pregnant. Thank you, babe. Now, let me clean up my pussy juice off of your cock. Who the hell could that be? Door opening sound. Oh, it's her. Your ex. Ooh. Well, I think I should tell her. Hey, you, fuck off, get lost. You heard him. Fuck off and get lost. Seriously, did you really think that you could just dump him, fuck someone else, and decide you can just go back to him as a backup plan if things don't work out? Ugh, look, like you need to learn to make better choices. He's not going to be your backup plan like you thought he'd be. Now, we're gonna tell you this again. Fuck off. Now, where were we, babe? Oh yeah, I was about to suck my own pussy juice and your cum off of your dick. Well, I just sucked all of my pussy juice and your cum off your dick, babe. That was so good. Do you want to relax and eat one of my cookies? Oh, you didn't refuse my cookie this time. Well, I see you're feeling much better. I must ask you now, babe. Will you be my boyfriend? My one and only boyfriend? Well, I want to be your one and only girlfriend.